I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
With the Yankees, it's kind of now just waiting word on how severe this injury is. And I don't know when we're going to find that out. Maybe in the coming days, maybe in the coming weeks with Aaron Judge. But it's kind of still unknown, even with certain answers. We don't know how long they're going to be without Aaron Judge. And it's just a totally different team without Judge and Harrison Bader. They may be able to survive without one of the two. Those are their two most important players in that lineup. You can't survive without them. Calhoun, IKF, Bowers, what? Now, what they need is for Giancarlo Stanton to get hot here and carry this team. That's imperative right now. Donaldson has at least given you some hope that maybe he could be an impactful offensive player, at the very least with the home runs. And, you know, defensively, we're going to get from JD, as they call him. So maybe you could have some positives to take from him. But overall, you look at that lineup, you know, Giancarlo Stanton's got to be the guy. Without Judge in there, Stanton's got to be the guy to carry them. Doesn't have to be Judge-like, but just go one, you know, go on one of his tears that could carry this team for at least a couple of weeks in, you know, hopes that you could do it before. And Judge comes back, and then you get Judge back healthy, and everything is good from there. But, man, this Yankee team, just when they get some guys back, they lose a couple more. Nestor Cortez also going on the IL, shoulder strain. So, you know, you worry a little bit about Nestor. I do think the Yankees have enough in that starting rotation to overcome it. You know, some good depth there. But still, I mean, think about the injuries that this team has suffered so far. It's amazing that the Yankees are where they are at 36-26, 10 games over. You got to be careful in that division, though, where, you know, the Rays are, they just, I mean, they've now won four straight again. They're playing much better, 44-19, by far the best record in Major League Baseball. As they continue to distance themselves, you know, seven games in the loss column now. That's a significant deficit.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.